much time. we're going to short meditation. The meditation is the so in this box there's a Gurushatam Buddha's actual relic pill, relic born from his born came from his tooth. And many enlightened many saints great yogis, enlightened beings, relics inside. However, this time, today's meditation is we visualize as we breathe, as we breathe out, then we peel. As we breathe out, we visualize the disease. Disease. There are four things to. There are four things. Disease. I'm not going to. I'm not going to go over details. Disease. Then another condition. I'll explain another time. Disease and another condition is not the main cause, it's true. another condition for disease is a spirit harm. Then unskillful action that which is the mind unskillful action then the imprint the main cause of the disease or the main cause of the whole entire problem is the negative energy the imprint that's left on the mental continuum, on the mental continuum, by the by the by the wrong thoughts, by the mistaken thoughts and mistaken action. So, so that is an obscuration, the negative energy or the imprint. That's left in the mental continuum by the wrong thoughts and the mistaken action. So four things purify disease and other conditions and the spirit harm. Then unskillful action. Then say the imprint, you know, negative imprint. That which projects that which projects the problems, you know, that which projects, I say, the life problems, that which the imprint imprint, you see, manifests into problems, so projects the problems, like the feeling, you see, in the feeling there's a the people in fighting or enjoying many things is recorded in the feeling. then by putting the machine with the electricity, then it projects on the screen. You see the figure there, you know, people figure the people that are enjoying or fighting, you know, various types, you see. So like that. Like a similar imprint left, like we take a picture, like we take a picture of, you see, people, players, you know, that involve many different stories or actions. So with that picture, you see that leaves imprint on the negative, on the feeling, you see. Then afterwards you can project that. So like this, exactly how the TV, how the movie, you see, the movie that we watch, from where it came from the feeling. Exactly like this, how that works. Exactly like that. Exactly like that. For the life, you know, our life happiness, life happiness problems come from our own mind. Doesn't come outside our own mind, you see. The different thoughts, the problems come from the mistaken thoughts. Happiness come from our positive attitude, our positive thoughts. So this positive action, the unskillful action, positive mind and unskillful mind, all this also comes from the imprint, basically comes from the imprint that's left on the mental continuum, that's left on the conscience, the mind, the sixth conscience, you know, conscience, ear, nose, tongue, body. You see, there are, you know, five consciences, you know. Then there are six conscience of mind. and this sixth conscience is the one that which goes from one life to another life. You see, which is reincarnate, is the sixth conscience. Other conscience stops at time of death, but the sixth conscience is the one that which carries the message, or which carries the imprint, the energy of the imprint. You see, imprint that which is left by the you know, action and the you see and the thoughts. So this conscience of mind, this is the one, like, you see, that which carries all the imprint, all the energy from, you see, from yesterday, today, from last year to this year, from child time now, you see, from other lives now. So the conscience of the mind. So we did something this morning and now we remember. We did something yesterday and we remember today. We did something last year and this year we remember. We did something in child time, we remember. So that's the conscious, that is conscious of the mind. conscious of the mind. during that function. Then there are other thoughts. There are other mental factors that function works together. However, so we purify disease, spirit harm, the unskillful action and thoughts. so these are and then this comes from the, you see, the imprint that's left on the mind, the negative imprint that's left on the mind by this, the unskillful action and thoughts. So these are the cause of the not only the disease but any life problem, you know, relationship problem, any other problem. So causes this in the action, thoughts, then you see the imprint that which is on the, you know, on the mental continuum. So when we purify the cause, we're purifying the all these three, the unskillful action, thoughts, and imprint. So when we purify, we're not purifying just on the disease. Because disease is that's not the whole entire problem. disease is just disease is just one from you see thousands of problems, thousands of problems of samsara, thousands you know problems of samsara. Samsara means this association of this body mind, which is association of body mind, which we have now. our present association of body mind that was that which is created by impure cause. The action and the mind not knowing, not understanding, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, not knowing the ultimate nature of the mind, not knowing the ultimate nature of the body. So this present association of body and mind, which is a which is a from where like crops growing from the field, from where many problems comes, from where many problems comes, the rebirth, sicknesses, old age, the death, then many other problems. The separating from desirable object or meeting the undesirable object, not finding satisfaction after one has found object. So from where these problems come, you see, is from this our present the association of body mind that which is called that which is called samsara, or that which is called cycle, that which is called cycle, you know, cycling from one life to another life, continuing from one life to another life. So why this our present position for the mind is, you know, why this produces so much problem? Why this is a container of so many problems? It's because this came from this came from the action and the thought that thought, the mental factor, that which which doesn't know, which is a hallucinated of the ultimate nature of the I, you know, ultimate nature of the I, reality of the I. So this thought, which is a wrong concept or hallucinated mind, hallucinated mind, you know, the ignorance, not knowing ultimate nature of the I. because the cause is impure, so that's why this present association of the mind is the nature of suffering. So this produces many problems. So this the disease is just one. Just one, it's only one problem. So here we purify the disease, but at the same time we purify the cause of whole entire problem. How many problems there are in your life? We're purifying the whole entire cause. So we say we particular concentrated disease, but we purify the cause of the whole entire problem. For this, this fermentation. So when you breathe, so first breathe in, first we breathe in, then you see, then when we breathe out, when you breathe out slowly, then you see, we think all the disease, you know, all the disease, you know, now in the future, all the disease, and then the cause, then cause of the whole entire problem. the action, the unskillful action, and the thoughts, you know, then imprint, the negative imprint left by the, so, you know, all came out, as you breathe out, all came out in the form of pollution, you know, in the form of pollution, or you see, in the form of smoke, like the light from the factory, like the factory, you see, the chimney, the smoke coming. So in the form of pollution or smoke, you see, came out completely. then went to the north, came out, and went beyond from this earth, you know, very far, so far beyond from this earth. Then you see, completely disappeared there. then you see, try to feel, then try to feel liberated or free, you know, become healthy, see, liberated or free, mentally free and physically free. Then when we breathe in, then when we breathe in, we visualize light. We visualize that. like sunbeam, you know, coming, sunbeam, like that, you see, light coming from the stupas, this, this signifies, these objects, is what it symbolizes, is that the omniscient, the fully enlightened beings, holy mind, the completely pure holy mind. What it signifies, the fully enlightened beings, you see, fully enlightened beings, they are perfect, you know, the perfect, you know, pure, the holy mind. it signifies that. So, however, one can think the fully enlightened, you see, the perfect. You see, complete pure, you know, their mind. you see, in that shape. So this, all this shape has much signification. All this shape describes the whole path, to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, from bottom to that on top. It has full, complete explanation. the basis and the path and the result. the basis is true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. then to then the path, you know, method of wisdom. Then the result, the achievement, the true kaya, or complete pure holy body. Complete pure holy body that was completely free from all the sufferings, you know, complete pure holy body and complete pure holy mind. So that has got complete, you know, the signifies the whole basis and path and result. complete. However, so the fully enlightened, you see, peerless happiness, the fully enlightened, the perfect, the holy mind, you know, the pure mind, you see, in the form of this holy object, you know, stupa. Then from this, like sunbeam, light, you see, can, you know, as a radiated, as an image, strong light in it, you know. Then went to straight towards the heart. Heart then completely illuminated, completely illuminated with oneself. Then again thinking the disease and spirit harm condition, one of the conditions, spirit harm. Then unskillful action, unskillful thoughts, very imprint that's left on the mind by those things. Or instantly they're all purified. They're all completely eliminated or purified. And particularly, you know, particularly then that disease, whatever one has, is gone. So you see, the whole body becomes natural light, white light, and then feel so much joy. You see, tip the hair down the toes, whole body filled with joy, you know, filled with bliss or joy, you know, great joy. So today, today we're going to do this simple meditation. So you can relax. Physically, whatever you feel comfortable, you see, whatever you feel comfortable, you see, you can relax. But the most important thing is mind, you see, even you're laying down, you see, but the mind meditating this. So the mind meditating is the most important. That's the most important point. So I repeat slowly once more. Then. then we can do bow, you see. So, then you can just repeat this, just, you know, again, you know, by yourself in the mind. Increased, also think, after experiencing much joy, you know, from the hair down to toes, everything filled with joy, great joy, and bliss. Then also think, in fully developed, you know, increased the life prolonged. then the fortune, the, you know, the the positive energy or the positive, you know, imprint actions are developed, the cause of happiness, which are the cause of success, are developed. Then wisdom is developed. Wisdom, compassion, all the qualities, the realizations, the path and understanding, everything is fully developed with oneself. Then again, one can start, you know, the meditation, but, you know, again, you start purifying, then receiving light from the whole object. So one can repeat over. So this time, before I forgot, so this time, first one, think the motivation, the positive motivation, positive attitude of the life. What is the purpose of my life? What is the meaning of my life? So question to oneself first. Meaning of my life is not just only to solve my own problems and to obtain happiness only for myself. That's not only the purpose of my life. The purpose of my life is to free everyone whose mind is obscured and suffering, to free everyone from all the problems and obscurations, the cause, the obscurations, and to bring them in happiness, temporary, especially ultimate, everlasting happiness. The highest happiness. Completed, you know, peace. The completed peace. So to bring everyone in this. So this is the purpose of my life. This is the meaning of my life. So meaning of my life is very vast, like infinite sky, like the infinite sky. Is not very meaning of my life is not very narrow. It's not a small thing. It's like infinite sky. This is the purpose of my living. So, therefore, my responsibility is to free everyone from all the problems and causes, the obscurations, and bring in happiness, not only temporary, but ultimate, everlasting happiness. Not even that, the highest happiness, completed peace. Full enlightenment. So to do this service, this extensive service for all other living beings, I need to develop wisdom and method such as the compassion for everyone. And I need, therefore, need long life and healthy. Therefore, I'm going to do this healing meditation. So we can do once more the meditation, same. Breathing out and purifying and receiving light. Healing, you know, liberating oneself from all these things, and again feeling great bliss, joy. The body becomes nature of light and filled with joy, great joy, bliss. You see, from tip of the head down to toes, everything. please do one more meditation. So this time you can do slowly, but you know by each individual, you know, yourself can do. Dedicate our merit, positive action, the energy, the that we collected by generating the positive action, the positive attitude, and the action, positive action, meditation that is done out of that for the benefit of other living beings. Due to this, all these positive actions, you know, the imprint that I've created now, and what I've done in the past, and also what I will do in the future, and due to all this, may I achieve may I develop the ultimate good heart, the altruism, achieve myself the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, and bring everyone in this full enlightenment, this completed the peace of mind. And due to these positive actions that I've done with a positive mind, all these merits, may any living being who see me, who touch me, who remember me, who talk about me, who think about me, may all those beings, just by that, may they be immediately become free from all the disease and spirit harm, the negative actions, and the obscurations, all these obstacles for happiness. And quickly achieve the highest, ultimate happiness, the full enlightenment. So we sincerely dedicate our merit or the positive actions, attitude, for all other living beings, for their happiness. 진진내가 진진이 된다 그랬더니 인도에는 남아로 따도 좀 하면 근데 좀 동안은 주선 받고 있어 좀 왔다 근데 뭐 I think I'm at the time quite a bit crazy.
Just to make it easy.
Just to make it easy. basically,
the fundamental topics during this time is similar to what's written in this book. They call transforming problems utilizing the happiness and utilizing the happiness and suffering in the path in the path to the peerless happiness for enlightenment. in other words,
even one has a happy life, but to make the happy life most beneficial for other beings, and even one has problem, but make it beneficial. How to make it, you know, worthwhile or beneficial, you know, for other living beings. another title is, you know, to transform into happiness. So maybe the reading this might help to the general idea of you know, not just disease, not just how to handle you know, the problem disease, but death, any you know, in a broad way, you know, how to deal with it or how to, you know, think. So by reading this, it might help to maybe to understand more clear the my talkings tomorrow, that my broken English to maybe to understand without confusion or something.
Do you spell your name?
Right. Woodrow. My God, right. Okay, so. So I think that's all. Thanks so much. So, gradually, so gradually we're going to, I'm planning to do this course on the particular particular about meantime, you know, meantime, how to handle or how to you know, to transform the, you know, death, you know, the enjoyable experience or, you know, happy path. And for different topics. As Alf mentioned this morning about peaceful, peaceful death. So which is the most, which is the most most important meditation or most important, you see, subject or practice. So so I'm planning also on that to talk. And starting from tomorrow, there's a healing, there's a way of, there's one way of healing is a blessed water with the mantras, with the meditation, and then we drink the water, and that's one way of doing it. especially child, or you see, very old age person that cannot understand, cannot hear, she cannot communicate. So for those, how to do healing for those? Is it the only way, since you can't communicate? So other ways of healing is by blessing, through meditation, blessing in a certain substances like water or creams, something to apply outside, or water which can, you know, which the person can drink, and so that heals the inside chronic disease or the, you know, infections or things like that. So that's particularly useful for very old age that can't communicate, or the child, you know, small babies, or, you know, young age that cannot, you know, communicate, you see. So in one way, so we'll be talking on the different subjects. In one way, this is also learning. This is also learning that that you know, that you can individually, you know, each of us can do healing for others, you know, for other people, you know. You see, can help others, you know, can use these techniques, or even can make better, can make even clear the mental techniques, and so we can help, you know, others. So one way is learning how to, is one way is learning skills, or say the psychology, or different ways, through meditation, through psychology, through you know, mantra, that other methods, like this visualization, that which is the power. So so this way, you know, also we can benefit others. That that common doctors could not do, or the others can't get the benefit from them. So yeah, that's one. Yeah, thanks so much.